This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live into 134 cities. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. We appreciate that. I want to get right to it, friends. If you want to give us a call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. You heard during the break, again, and this is conservative radio, which are yesterday's liberals for the most part, but you would think that enough people would have enough information by now to actually give you the truth rather than do what they're told. And again, those that are doing what they're told and parroting what the six corporations are telling them to do, maybe that helps you understand why they're defined out as useful idiots. And I didn't say that. Vladimir Lenin said that they were needed to lie to the people to betray their own country, like Judas did the truth in betraying the Christ with a kiss. Okay? And that's found in 22:48 of the book of Luke. Now, friends, I want you to understand that you're being told this next COVID-19 relief bill, it's not a relief bill this time, it's a rescue bill. Okay? It's there to rescue America's economy. Okay? Now, I know that we were told through the last administration that we were going to basically eradicate the national deficit. As a matter of fact, now it's up $8.3 trillion more than when he came in. And by the way, that was twice that of Barack Hussein Obama, which only shows you, friends, that the agenda is going forward. It's called the judgments of God. America needs to repent, Matthew 3:2. But I want to go back to something really quick because ABC reported this. This was about a month and a half ago, okay? The Washington, D.C. pork inside the new COVID-19 stimulus bill that was signed by Donald Trump before he left office. Listen carefully. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. This bill contains $85.5 million for assistance to, listen, not the American people, but to Cambodia. $134 million to not the American people, but to Burma. $1.3 billion for Egypt and the Egyptian military, not for the American people. Which, by the way, will go out and buy almost exclusively Russian military equipment, for the record. $25 million of that stimulus bill, the COVID relief bill, as it was sold to the American people, $25 million didn't go to Americans. It went for the democracy and gender programs in Pakistan. Okay, $505 million of that COVID-19 stimulus bill went to Belize, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama, not the American people. $40 million for the Kennedy Care Center in Washington, D.C., which is not even open for business. $1 billion for the Smithsonian and an additional $154 million for the National Gallery of Art. And likewise, these facilities are essentially not even open. So when you're hearing the mainstream media pour down more propaganda on you concerning this new COVID-19 rescue bill, just keep in mind as to what they did with the last one. This isn't about rescuing, friends. Keep in mind they do the exact opposite of what they promised to do. And why is that, friends? Because there's no truth in them. Put that up against Isaiah 5:20 and John 8:44 as well. Okay? I just wanted to cover that because it was important for the people to understand that these bills have nothing to do with the Americas. They're literally stealing the money from your coffers, and I'm talking to the taxpayers, those that work, right? They're stealing our tax dollars, and they're actually reallocating them illegally to foreign countries. I just want you to understand as to what's going on here, okay? Don't fall under the delusion of those that are continuously promulgating lies and propaganda, because there's no truth in these people. Now, I want to go fast forward really quick because I want to get this audio off real quick. But it's interesting how we hear through the mainstream media, again, of this virus, right? I'm just confronting it on a daily basis as it comes up. We're being told that the virus is just deadly and, you know what, we need to deal with it. And then they come around after they create the problem and they play the problem solver. They say, oh, you know what, we're elated now. The vaccines are here. Well, friends, it's interesting that the big tech companies along with the mainstream media are continuously censoring people that are telling you the truth of those that are qualified, namely licensed physicians in the United States that are telling you that these vaccinations are, in fact, dangerous. Okay. Woman dies within hours of receiving Pfizer vaccine. Now, folks, this is obviously the reason that the mainstream media and big tech companies are illegally censoring, okay? Now, this happened just a couple days back in Gloucester, Virginia, and this was reported by Channel 3 WTKR. Listen to this.
From the bottom of her soul.
58-year-old Gloucester resident Drenae Keys was a gifted singer, a mother, and grandmother of six.
She was also such a loving and generous person.
Unexpectedly, Lisa Jones lost her mother on Saturday within a couple of hours after she received the Pfizer vaccine in Warsaw.
Right before she left, I was helping her put her shoes on.
Keys had diabetes, sleep apnea, and was obese, but her job made her eligible for the first dose. She got the Pfizer vaccine and spent 15 minutes in the mandatory observation period.
The co-worker said that she was trying to get in the car, and she said, something's not right, something's not right.
Doctors on site told Jones her mother couldn't breathe, and she started vomiting. She was then rushed to Riverside Tappahannock Hospital.
Okay.
They tried to remove fluid from her lungs. They called it flash pulmonary edema. All of a sudden, that can be caused from anaphylaxis. And the doctor, you know, was basically trying to explain to me that during anaphylaxis, chemicals are released inside of a person's body that can cause this to happen.
You mean like the vaccination?
Is a severe adverse life-threatening allergic reaction that rarely occurs after vaccination.
Rarely.
In the U.S., according to the CDC, as of January 19th, there were 45 cases of anaphylaxis shock with the Pfizer shot out of the millions given.
Oh, really?
The risks are also spelled out on this paperwork that Keys received prior to her shot.
My mom, she just was wanting to protect herself.
Yeah. She was just the needle in the haystack, friends. This isn't happening. We had pharmaceutical whistleblower on last week, Maya Hahn, and she told us that the mainstream media is censoring the death toll. Do you remember a week and a half ago, to those that listened to the show, do you remember the excited healthcare worker who died after his second COVID-19 vaccine shot? Do you remember the first reaction that he had is he could no longer breathe? How many times does this need to happen before the American people wake up to what's really going on? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can book us. Now's the time to do it. We're a three-month window. We're in that window right now. 1-866-233-0747. That's if you'd like to book us. sonsoflibertyradio.com. 1-866-233-0747. You want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to call in, going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, subscribe. Go to the 13 to 15 articles combating the lies to the mainstream media there. Friends, you can check out the videos I just posted during the first segment, the content onto social media platforms. You can go ahead and check out the videos for yourself. Always cross-check everything we're telling you here, friends, because what we're doing is we're laying it on the foundation of the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution and what's taking place. We always want to give it to you straight from their mouths, friends. No hearsay here on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. When you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click onto the platform in which we're on now. Join us on Top Chat. Go over to beforeitsnews.com, same thing there, top left. Go onto that social media platform. Join us on Top Chat, beforeitsnews.com. And again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, okay? We follow the Christ. 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, and so on and so forth. You get the point. We're going to be talking about false flags in just a moment. Out of their own mouths, we did it, they say. I have you for 2 hours today. False flags, out of their own mouths, we did it. We just got to the tip of the iceberg. We just scratched the surface yesterday on this topic, and I am going to get to it, and we are going to go from A to Z, and we are going to finish the message message today, one way or another. Now, friends, I wanted to highlight one more thing concerning the first thing that I was talking about on the last segment there. The Defender Children's Health Defense news and video just released that there's 329 deaths plus 9,516 other injuries reported following COVID vaccine. This is according to the CDC, okay? 329 deaths, 9,516 other injuries reported following COVID vaccine, latest CDC data shows. Now, is this how the mainstream media is selling it to you? Absolutely not. This is what we're doing here, friends. We're countering the lies to the mainstream media. Keep in mind, those that are selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccinations. And friends, they are not telling you the truth. Put that up against Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. We got Dan calling in from Ohio. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, how you doing? Hey, go ahead.
No, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to comment about the vaccines. I have several friends on social media, and they're posting pictures of them getting the vaccine.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So what I always like to do is read the comments. And the comments are unbelievable. There's people that say, oh, you know, after you get the second one, you better stay there for half an hour. I know so-and-so went into shock, and I know this person did this, and I know this person did this. And then after they read all that, you'll see people's posts that'll say, oh, yeah, I'm getting mine next week. Now, is this crazy? And, you know, and to go another step further, one of my sister's best friends, her husband is an EMT, and he got the vaccine 3 weeks ago, the first shot. The whole family came down sick with COVID, and after the second shot, he's been in the hospital now for about 6 days.
And let me guess, they all
paralysis of the face.
Oh, he's got paralysis of the face, Bell palsy. Does he? It's interesting how we don't hear about those 400 adverse side effects. Isn't it interesting the way we're getting that information is when we find out from somebody's family member, if it's not our own, as to what happened to them concerning one of those adverse side effects. See, people have eyes, Dan. People have ears, like the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 5:21. What does it say? Hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. It's amazing to me. Truth is stranger than fiction to these people. You can tell them all day long. You can show them the side effects, but they're going to go on with their bad selves anyways. It's my job, Dan, and it's your job. And it's your job, listeners, to simply give them the facts and weigh it out in the light of truth. You can't make the choice for them. They're going to have to do that. Read Deuteronomy 30:19. And the fact of the matter is, if that's what they do, and they experience one of these side effects that we're warned of on so many different fronts from so many different doctors that aren't even getting airwaves because they're being censored by big tech and the mainstream media, then you know what? Then they're going to have to reap the consequences. My message is this. Prevention is better than cure. And if they don't want to hear that, Dan, I can't do anything for them, my friend.
Oh, I understand that fully. But the thing that just gets me is you'll see all these people with warnings and how this person had this and this person wound up in the hospital.
Yep.
And then, you know, the next person says, oh, I'm getting mine next week. I'm just thinking, what in the world are these people even thinking? You know, but
they're not.
It's just one of those things.
Yeah, they're not thinking, Dan. That's why we say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And that's the problem here. I mean, who's setting the narrative? That's all you have to ask yourself, friends. Consider the source. Who's setting the narrative concerning these viruses and vaccinations? Bill Gates. Who's setting the narrative? Bill Gates is. The WHO. They're not doctors. They're not licensed. They're not qualified. But yet the narrative goes on. You know what? So you reap the curse. And this is the judgments of God. Okay? And the fact of the matter is if we don't want to hear the truth for what it is, then you know what? We're going to have to reap that curse. We're going to have to reap that judgment. And you know what? There is differentiations made between the righteous and the unrighteous. Okay? The Lord says, tell the people that it will be well with the righteous, but woe unto the wicked. And who are the wicked? Dan, they are the ones that know the truth, but they take heed not to the truth. and therefore they reap the consequences. And that's exactly what many people are going to have to learn the hard way, okay? We got Ken calling from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello, Bradley.
Hello.
I've been wanting to call in for a long time, and just God bless you. I've wondered a lot about why people are buying this lie. And you said it a while back about 2 Thessalonians 2:10, that the Lord gives certain people a strong delusion because they haven't repented and come to Him.
Right.
And I was watching, it was a video called Focus on Fauci. This was January 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, and Dr. Martin. Dr. Martin was in that mix as well. Yep, I'm very well aware of it.
I'm alluding to Dr. Martin and Judy Makovits. And,
yep.
There was a lawyer,
yep.
Romo Galate or something like
yep.
that.
Yep, an Italian brother.
He said that this isn't a vaccine.
That's right.
And he said we probably shouldn't even allude to it as a vaccine, that it's a mRNA packaged in a fat envelope delivered to the cell. It's a medical device designed to stimulate the human cell to become a pathogen creator.
Yep.
And
also keep in mind, Dr. David Martin also brought up into that conversation that was broadcasted on a worldwide basis that it was used or named a vaccine to basically undermine the authorities. They used the name vaccine so they could push it through. So the authorities, as they call them, found in the health departments could use it because it would then be a vaccine. Well, if they told you the truth of the matter as to what it really was, they could have never passed the muster test, and that's exactly why they did it.
Wow, you're pretty informed because I didn't know you'd watch this, but yes, he said that exactly, using the word vaccine to sneak it. I just wrote the note down. He said they're using the word vaccine to sneak it under public exemptions.
That's right.
Vaccines
That's right.
are a legally defined term under public health law by the CDC and FDA standards. He said a vaccine has to specifically stimulate an immunity and disrupt transmission.
Mm-hmm.
And he says they've been clear that the mRNA strand going into the cell is not to stop transmission. It's a treatment. And he said if they discuss it as a treatment, it would not get the sympathetic ear of the public.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I appreciate your phone call, Ken, from Colorado. Did not mean to cut it short, but I do need to get to this content. I started this show up yesterday. And again, folks, this is all good information. And I thank God that there's people out there like Ken in Colorado and others, Dan in Ohio, that are thinking about what's actually taking place here, what's transpiring. Friends, we need to wake up as to what's going on because, again, prevention is better than cure. And my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's what we're doing here, Hosea 4:6, to make sure that that doesn't happen. We're giving you the knowledge, friends, so that you're not destroyed, but you're going to have to act upon the knowledge that's given to you. James 2:14 through 26. Read it when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says the $1,400 coronavirus relief checks are non-negotiable because he made a promise on the campaign trail. But he told CBS News in an interview to air on Sunday, there's still a question on who will receive them.
I'm prepared to negotiate that, but here's the deal. Middle-class folks need help, but you don't need to get any help to someone making $300,000 or $250,000. So it's somewhere between an individual making up to $75,000 and phasing out and a couple making up to $150,000 and phasing out.
Biden's $1.9 trillion relief package is moving forward in Congress. A federal judge has ruled that Jenny Kudd could take a 4-day business trip to Mexico. She was charged in last month's insurrection at the Capitol. Prosecutors didn't oppose the request. The judge said she had no criminal history. This is USA Radio News. The final race in the House has been decided. USA's Jeremy Scott reports.
After a 3-month legal battle, New York Supreme Court Justice Scott Del Conte ruled Friday that Republican Representative Claudia Tenney is to be certified the winner of the state's 22nd congressional district. Representative Tenney tells News Channel 9 in Syracuse she is declaring victory.
The judge has ruled that all the counties will certify and submit their certifications to the state board, and the state board will certify. And so we have been declared the winner. Though it's a narrow margin, we are the winner with the most votes. We're very excited. The privilege of being able to go back and serve in the House is very exciting.
The ruling comes as another win for Republicans, whittling down the Democratic majority to 221 to 212 seats. Representative Tenney is to be declared the winner by 109 votes over Democrat Anthony Brindisi, who unseated her in the 2018 midterms. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
That guy have a great voice. He really did have a great voice. Diana, I'm really trying to sew this portion up of the show, but I'm going to give you a couple minutes to go ahead and share with the people as to what you want to share with them. Okay? Out of our love for you, Diana, we totally appreciate you. You go for it.
Thank you. So really what's going on is kind of they're using a reverse psychology on a lot of people. Remember when the stimulus came out and they said, oh, $600, and then Trump goes, no, $1,200, and then
actually he said 2,000. Actually he said 2,000, yep, okay. And then it got knocked down.
Okay.
Correct. Yep.
So now they're doing the same thing with the vaccines here, and because Illinois is saying that they have a surplus, and it's most likely because healthcare workers are not taking it, so then different groups are then aligned to get the vaccine. And then there's all this hubbub over, well, why are the inmates in jail getting it first?
Well, they were released, remember?
My grandma, my grandma who's in the nursing home, and then...
Yeah.
Then it was like, well, why are the legislators getting it ahead of
confusion.
Other groups?
It's confusion by design, Diana. That's all this is. This is what happens when people get their eyes off the Lord, the author and the finisher of their faith. They get confused.
Amen.
And it's interesting. They remember when they released all the thousands of prisoners, the felons back onto the streets to endanger the lives of the American people that they're supposed to protect. Remember they said they needed to release them. And at the same time, they were closing down the churches, telling the churches they needed to shut down and stay home.
Okay, so they go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. This is a part of judgment. And this is why people are so caught up again. And put that up against Daniel 9:7, and you'll understand it's confusion of face because they've trespassed against the Lord. But did you listen to yesterday's show, Diana?
I did.
Okay, so I had a friend. I have a friend. He's an RN in the state of Minnesota here. And he had called me earlier this week, and he told me, Bradley, you know, it's interesting that this weekend I was told that I didn't need to come in. And I asked him, why is it that you were told by your superiors that you don't need to come in and work, this RN, this registered nurse? And he said, because there's not one patient in the hospital. Now, isn't it interesting that the mainstream media keeps pushing on the American people, and globally, by the way, that the hospitals are filled with all these people that are sick with COVID-19? Okay? He didn't have any clue as to what he was telling me. He had no ulterior objective or motive to call me and tell me that there was nobody in the hospital. But because I'm paying attention as to what's going on here, I said, boy, isn't that kind of in stark contrast to what the mainstream media is telling the people by the fact that, well, the hospitals are just filled up and there's people in lines waiting to get their shots. He said, Bradley, there's nobody there. Not one person. He was told not to even come in. Folks, there's the truth of the matter. And how is the mainstream media giving it to you? They're driving you through the fear of consequence to get their vaccinations. But the RN told us the truth of the matter, didn't he? He said there's absolutely not one person in the hospital. So there goes away that of confusion. And this is why it's so important just to stick to the facts, yeah?
They're spin doctors.
Yes, they are.
They've all gotten their PhD.
That's right. Spin doctors are no better way to say it. Yeah, you know, they're spinning out of control, yeah?
The saddest part is that then people are still so bamboozled by this and they refuse to turn to the Lord. And that's so, it's so disheartening. And it's a tragedy to watch. However, those that are awake, you know what? We're still living our lives as if nothing is going on, and somehow we're the outcasts. We're the weirdos.
That's okay. That's a part of it. The Bible says that when we depart, you know, it says that we become a prey. And in Isaiah 59, and the fact of the matter is that comes with the territory, but the fact of the matter is, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. We're going to continuously follow him regardless of what the world does, and we're going to continuously be faithful witnesses that deliver souls, because we can do nothing more and nothing less. That's all we're going to do here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Now, friends, I want to get over to this. Thank you, Diana. I sincerely appreciate you, and thank you for calling. Calling in from Illinois. If you want to call in, you're going to have to talk about the next topic. Please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Now, we were just recently told, and I have to bring this up again for the weekend listeners, but we all know what took place in Washington, D.C. You know, they're talking about the deadly attacks. Listen to the mainstream media embellish it, the deadly attacks, the deadly attacks. And who are they blaming for all those deadly attacks, Americans? Right-wing extremists. Well, I want to tell you who those right-wing extremists are, first and foremost. Those are the people that are holding to the Word of God. Those are the ones that call themselves Christians. Those are the ones that call themselves patriots. Patriots, defined Webster's 1828, means to uphold dying laws, okay, because they live for what men died through their sacrifice to give them, namely their freedoms, because we understand that freedom was given unto us to do not what we want to do, but what we ought to do. Put that up against 2 Corinthians 5:15. These right-wing extremist friends just happen to be the conservatives of the day, which I have a whole lot not to say, but I'm talking about the real ones here, because they're called to be the salt of the earth. So I'm talking to the real ones, not the fake ones. Okay, so we got the Christians, the patriots, and or the conservatives that are being labeled by corruption in Washington, D.C. and throughout the United States of America by corrupt politicians as domestic terrorists. Did you hear what I said? And last week I did a show on 72 definitions that the federal government came up with concerning who are domestic terrorists. And guess who they are, friends? Christians, constitutionalists. Anybody that holds to American doctrine, you're deemed and defined by corruption in government that you're tolerating today, Americans, as a domestic terrorist. Now just hang on a second. I want to take it a step further. after the whole charade in Washington, D.C., we're all aware of the fact that these paid protesters were bussed in. We have it on film. I just did an article on this yesterday, and I have the video appended to the articles, okay? We know that the paid provocateurs were brought in to create chaos, to create domestic insurrection. We'll just call them the modern-day brown shirts, okay? Because the bad guys, dictators, what they do is they create the problem. They use the brown shirts to go create the problem. And then what they do is after the problem is created, such as domestic terrorism, as what we're seeing, or domestic insurrection, forgive me, as to what we're seeing in Washington, D.C. right now, the same people come in behind them, and then they play the problem solver. Guess what the problem solver always wants to do? He always wants to wield more control over the people. And at the end of the day, that's exactly what they always go for. Notice it never works for the freedoms of the American people in magnifying the law against the crime. The crime is always used to bring in more control by the corrupt. That is the definition of tyranny, friends. That is the definition of tyranny. So what we seen in Washington, D.C. was a false flag. Okay? This was a staged event. They're using our military against us, and you would think with all the approbation of the American voters voting in Joe Biden, not, you would think that he would feel as safe as could be, but no, they're using our military to defend Joe Biden and his crimes against the American people. Let's call it for what it is, because it's exactly what's going on. This is history repeating itself, because the people in this country don't want to learn from history. Okay? Now, when we look at that, what do we see? Well, friends, we see exactly the history of the past being replayed out in the face of the American people today, and here we are, right? I want you to remember what President Harry Truman said. He said, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, that's me and you, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures. Things are not going to get better until the American people put this to a complete stop. This all stops when the American people quit pretending with those people that you're led to believe are your said representatives. Because you all the well know a good portion of them are not there representing we the people, but rather are representing that of which is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. Let me finish the quote by President Harry Truman. He said, until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Is that what's happening? Well, guess what, friends? Just recently, I'm sure you've heard, the Defense Secretary Austin, he orders a 60-day military-wide stand down. I want you to listen carefully as to who this is all being aimed at, because it's not being aimed at the criminals in Washington, D.C. Listen to this.
Nikki, welcome. Thanks very much for being with us. So explain, first of all, what a stand down order is and what you know about what will take place during this time.
Well, as you said, Secretary Austin has identified extremism, confronting this threat as one of his main priorities.
Who's the threat?
And what he's said that he's going to do is instruct all military units to conduct what they're calling a stand down, which is something that's really unusual, and it hasn't occurred in the 10 years that I've been writing about the military. And essentially, it makes it sound somewhat bigger than it is when you say a 60-day stand down. Essentially, it's asking all commanders to set aside a time. It could be a full day. It could be, you know, several conversations over the course of some period of time for troops to halt their regular operations.
Listen
and then
carefully.
Talk about extremism. Really, one of the problems that the military is facing at this moment is it doesn't have a great system to track incidents of domestic extremism, far-right support for far-right groups, including, you know, the Proud Boys or QAnon or some white supremacist groups. It doesn't have
whoa,
a great understanding
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Of
wait a second. Did you hear what she just said?
Right-wing
extremists? And then who she equated them to? Wait a second. I didn't see them groups outside protesting. I didn't see those groups. I'm talking about protesting the right, not the wrong. I didn't see those guys outside looting, burning down buildings, and killing innocent people. Did you all see that? Because I thought that was Antifa. I thought that was another group called Black Lives Matters, all five members of them. I thought those were like subversive organizations. Now, when she's talking about right-wing extremism, is she talking about those that are magnifying the law against those that are committing the crimes? You better know she is. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We were deplatformed again this last week. Why? Folks, we're not creating information or content to stir people up for no reason. We're here telling you the truth of the matter because we're sick and tired of you being lied to. I don't like being lied to. I don't like you being lied to. And I'm here to tell you, I want you to cross-check every single thing that we're telling you. It's that important for me, friends, that you have the truth. Because your blood, scripturally speaking, is then off my hands. I have an obligation before God and before you to tell you the truth, which will deliver your souls. If, in fact, that's how you respond to the Holy Ghost. Okay? Because again, the message is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Put that up against Matthew 3:2 and Acts 20 verse 21. Now with that said, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, go to the right side of the page, join us on Top Chat on the social media platform. You can watch us now. You can go over to beforeitsnews.com social media platform there, click onto it, join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in at any time, stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now here we go, okay? What you see happening in your country right now, I want you to understand this, and you've seen this for the last how many years
of promises, empty promises that were never fulfilled. As a matter of fact, the opposite of what you were promised was done by the current administration. I'm talking about the last one, forgive me, the preceding administration to this criminal administration that we have now. Okay, you were told for 5 years that he was going to drain the swamp, and I'm including the year that he was on the presidential campaign trail. And he did none of it. He did the exact opposite. Okay, I want you to understand right here and now, you will never find justice in a country where criminals are making the policies. Let me say it again. You will never find justice. They will not, friends, hold each other accountable because they're both guilty as H-E double hockey sticks. They're not going to tell on each other. They're not going to turn each other in. Listen, the message that the Lord gave us from the very beginning is we have no king but King Jesus. And when we're ruled by King Jesus, we understand, especially with the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, again, reminding you that it starts out with, we, the people, are the government in this country. And if we, the people, want justice in this country, we, the people, are going to have to bring it. Why, going back to my point during the last segment, do you suppose they have our dads and our grandpas and our uncles and our brothers and our friends and our neighbors protecting Joe Biden right now? Because the message is, you're not going to get justice, America, until, right, heaven says, until Americans, you bring it. Okay? They're protecting, they're using our military to defend those that are guilty of treason, pedophilia, oh, the list goes on. They're using our military to defend this current administration against the very people that are attacking the American people. I can't say it any more clear than what I just said. They're using our military to defend the criminals that are assailing the American people. That's what's happening. If you want justice that guards our liberties, Americans, you're going to have to be the strength of the Constitution. And there's not one good representative in this country that's not looking for you to stand behind him in bringing about that justice. Not a one. But if you're going to stand back and wait for someone else to do for you what God has commanded you to do, Deuteronomy 8:11, you got another thing coming, because it's never going to happen. Here, let me bring it up this way. Here's a parallel, a metaphor, well, it's actually a testimony by Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass, again, he was a slave, and he said that for 20 years he prayed for his freedom from his oppressors. He prayed for 20 years for freedom from his oppressors. And he said it never came until I put my feet to my prayers. Until I put my feet to my prayers. Faith without works is dead, my friends. Faith without works is dead, my friends. Okay? We want a reformation in this country. And there's a lot of people in this country, especially on the grassroots levels, that are sick and tired of being assailed and oppressed by those that are supposed to be working for them. They're sick and tired of it. Okay? They're at the boiling point. Okay? But let's beware, friends. Let's hold our own. And let's come together and begin to communicate one with another, because what you're going to find is your neighbors are thinking the same thing that you are. This administration, the last administration, the administration before that, the administration before that, the administration before that, friends, they're busy trying to divide and pit one against another in this country. And I want to say this. When there is a civil war, because it's the inevitable if we don't put a stop to this now. Okay, when there's a war, you can rest assured, Americans, I want you to listen to me carefully. Rest assured, those that created the war will not be fighting in that war. Does that not infuriate you? Because it does me. It makes me angry in a big way. Do you remember what Hermann Göring said during the Nuremberg trials after the fact? Because they didn't want to listen. They let the bad guys have their way. 80 million people in Germany let the bad guys, a small portion of the bad guys, have their way. And because of it, how many innocent people died? Because the 80 million people didn't stand up and defend the innocent? I want you to listen to Hermann Göring. This is what he said. He said, naturally, the common people don't want war. Neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor for that matter in Germany. That's understood, but the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. Folks, how many people in this country laugh at the said representatives like Pelosi and Schumer and pedophile Joe Biden, and the list goes on, Barack Obama, and just go across the boards. People laugh at them. But yet, you submit to the fact that they're leading your nation. So who's the joke on? Is it on them, or is it on you, Americans? Come on. This is called taking responsibility before God and our posterity, our children. Because if we don't take responsibility, this is going to fall upon. Those chains that they mean to wield now will fall upon the hands and feet of our children. And I'm going to have none of it in Jesus' name. Okay? Listen to what Hermann Göring said. He said, naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor for that matter in Germany. He said, that's understood, this criminal said. But the people can always be brought to the biddings of the leaders. They are not my leaders. Jesus Christ is the leader. Okay? The supremacy clause, the government that's been established, is the leader. Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. He said, all you have to do is, going back to Hermann Göring, all you have to do is tell them that they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. By the way, did you know that, speaking of false flags, did you know that Hermann Göring admitted to starting the fire that they blamed on their political opposition? What happens over and over and over again? And what's interesting, going to America now, it's interesting, no matter who gets caught, the mainstream media and corrupt politicians, who do they blame? The people that are called Christians, that are called patriots and or conservatives, those that hold to American law that causes us to be free. Remember, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. See, lawless people hate the law that exposes them for their crime. That's why Jesus Christ was crucified. Read John 15, the whole chapter. But he's also the one that said there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And by the mercy of God, you're getting that information right now before judgment commences in a major way. Luke 12, 2. Okay? So if we look to governments that are admitting to false flags, I'm just getting into this, and there's a whole mess of these people that came forward after the fact. Governments are admitting to false flag attacks after the damage is done. Listen to Vincenzo Vinciguerra, okay? And I probably said that wrong, but my Italian's off just a little bit. Forgive me, okay? He said this. Listen carefully. Tell me if this is what you see happening in America today. You had to attack civilians. You had to attack people. You had to attack women. You had to attack children. You had to attack innocent people. You had to attack unknown people far removed from any political game. The reason was quite simple, said this criminal. They were supposed to force these people, the Italian public, to turn to the state to ask for greater security. Did you hear that, friends? But here's the problem. The state works for you. Here's the problem that you're having, America, is the government is you. And your said representatives are a reflection of you. So if you don't like what you see, then you're the one responsible to fix it. Individually, first before God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, right? Acts 20, verse 21. And then locally, and then going to our cities, and then going to our states. Folks, we got hour two coming up. Got a couple phone calls up. I'll pull them up right on the other side. We're talking about false flags, though, callers. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.